Everyone, I'm showing 5:30, but we only have three board members on, so we'll give, which is a quorum, but we'll give the other two board members a few minutes to jump on before we get going. Okay, it sounds like Caitlin is running about 10 minutes behind. I'm not sure about Kim at this point. We do have a quorum, Todd. I saw your comment in the chat for a five board. You only need three to have a quorum. So we'll get started. I'll go ahead and unmute the board members and we'll get going for now.
At this time, there is not a quorum. I will not vote for issues that I do not accept. This meeting should be canceled in the next 5 minutes.
Think there's not a quorum.
I will drop.
And we will wait until we will wait the 10 minutes.
There is not a quorum.
We will wait. There is, and if you disagree,
Do
that's fine. But
you want me to drop?
we will wait until Caitlin gets on and continue with the meeting. If you decide to drop off, that's your prerogative.
Can we move forward with just like the approving the
No.
meeting notes?
No, I was just muted.
Because you were interrupting me and talking over me.
I don't care if I interrupted you or not.
You don't like to be interrupted. I don't like to be interrupted.
You are a employee. I am a board member. Get used to it.
Kim, no.
Oh, yeah.
Kim just got home.
If
She's
there is not a
logged on
quorum
to
in the
the
next
Zoom.
5 minutes, this meeting shall be dropped.
Hey, did you hear what I said, please? Kim just got home. She's
I
logged in.
don't give a flying donut.
Oh, come on, Todd. Let's not start now. There's
Oh,
nothing
this is
left
going to
to
be a hell of
argument.
a meeting.
Oh, it's not supposed to.
Nikki, if you mute me again outside of this range, you're not going to like the afterflak. Do not consider that a threat. Consider that a
It is a
promise.
threat. I heard it.
just because I interrupted her. I'm a board member. She has no right to call a quorum. There is not a quorum. I'll drop in a heartbeat. What's the time limitation here?
No time limitation. Unless there's a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn. There's not a quorum.
I don't
Second.
say. Caitlin's signing on now. I
There
don't
was
have
a
a second. Motion
there was a
dies.
second. All in favor? Aye.
There was no second.
There was a second.
No, I said I don't. Caitlin is signing on now. Thank you, Christina.
Still waiting.
Hey guys, I'm working with an infant right now, so I'll go on mute for a moment. I apologize.
Please. Still have a quorum, but there are now board members here, so we will get started. I'll call this meeting to order. I need a motion to approve the agenda unless there are any changes or additions.
I would like to make an addition for transparency.
Where would you like me to put that, Todd?
As a board requested issue.
Under what category?
There's not a category in the
There are seven categories on the agenda. I'll just put it under other business.
actually, no. I would like this to be brought up before management and management matters. So put
All
it in
right.
2A.
All right. With that addition, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I do not hear board member.
Dude, can you vote?
No, I do not want voting
Just
to be approved by text or IM chats that the board is not familiar with. I want a I vote.
yeah, we were getting there. I got one from Jolene. I got one from you. Robert, do
Kate
you?
unmuted and said I she agreed.
No, Robert is the issue.
Can you say I, please?
Please drop Robert from the call. He's unresponsive.
Dropping Robert from the call. He got on early. I was talking to him. He was.
I don't care. This is
I
a
don't
vote.
either, Todd.
This is
Stop.
a vote.
You're not a dictator, okay? Please stop.
I'm not a dictator. This is
Please.
parliamentary procedures, Robert Rules of Order. He is not responsive. Drop him from the call. This is just like the last aspect at the last meeting. Where's the quorum?
There are five board members on. Even without Robert, There is a quorum. Kim, thank you for joining us. We have right now before us, even though Robert is not responding, a full board. Even with four board members voting, that's a quorum and we can move forward. As of right now, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended, adding a subject matter for transparency as 2A before the review monthly maintenance report. Can I get an aye for all in favor?
Aye.
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 Ten plus
Great.
five ayes.
I said aye.
That was unanimous. Moving forward. Public comment. Everyone will be limited to 3 minutes per person. I will be starting a timer, and when your 3 minutes are up, you will be muted so that we can move forward. If anyone would like to speak in the public comment section, please raise your hand and I will call on you.
I will not raise my hand. I would like to be called upon, please.
If you would please raise your hand, I will
I
call
will
on you.
not raise my hand.
I will mute anyone during the public comment if they are not raising their hand to discuss public comment issues.
How do I raise my hand then?
You've raised your hand before, Todd. It's at the bottom of the screen in the middle. I don't have anyone raising their hand, so we'll move forward from the public comment section.
No. I just put in chat that I'm raising my hand.
Go for it, Todd. You have 3 minutes.
Okay. I'm disappointed in this board that they authorize a contract for EDI to do maintenance for the winter conditions in which they failed to clear on the first episode, the alleyways. This is the same company that stated that given five chances, they've ran up a $14,000 water bill in which this board has meant to. You want to jump in here, Robert? Please do. Anyway, I'm dissatisfied with the way that the board has approached this $14,000 water bill in aspect of only showing the over water usage and not directing a comment to either the management company, EDI, or Kim, mentioning that this is unacceptable. They continue to do items such as lawn maintenance, spraying for weeds, and it's not within their contract, but they can't clear the alleyways. I'm done. Have a good day.
Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Please raise your hand or mention something in the chat. All right, Kim Nichelle,
Thanks. I
go
can't
ahead.
find the raise hand. Sorry. I'm late. I got stuck in traffic coming home, so I apologize. I'm trying to pull up the agenda as we can, but I just want to speak to that. I verified with Zaire that we do not clear the alleyways unless there's 2 or 3 inches of snow. We only do the sidewalks. Am I correct on that? Are we going to be covering that at some point?
Yes, that'll be covered in landscaping.
Okay, thanks. That's all I had.
Anyone else with public comment? All right, I will unmute the board members and we will move forward.
Correct the Fallbrook Mellow District Directors. Robert, as I've relayed multiple times, is due for re-election in 2025, not 2027.
He was appointed and
He has to run in 2025.
right, but his term will still go through 2027.
No, it does not.
I will talk to our attorneys about it and get with you on that at the next meeting. Moving Moving forward, 1D, consider for approval the minutes of a special meeting held on October 23rd, 2024.
I have discussion in aspect that, sorry, please proceed. Anybody else have comments, please let me know.
Was asking for comments. You didn't let me finish, but if there are comments, please proceed.
Okay, again, the board member appointed is due in 2025 election. In
That has
regard,
nothing to do with the minutes.
yes, it does. It's the header of the minutes.
But she already said she's going to check with the attorneys and get
Hey,
back to you.
Kim, shut up.
Todd, if we continue with that
Can
language.
you mute him, please? We don't
Todd,
need this.
no, just
No,
everybody
I.
stop. Todd, if you continue with obscenities, interruptions, anything like that, you will be muted and I will remove you from the meeting. This is your one and only warning.
I have not referred to any obscenities. Kim was interrupting me when I was making a discussion about the minute meetings to include the fact that my surprise visit was a First Amendment right in which SNA failed. Would you want to continue this conversation? Also, I made mention that, and actually I was muted in the last conversation, that Judy is not providing the $5 million issue in the financial statements for the debt owed to Lennar. This is a legitimate debt. There is no mention of it, and there's no mention of me being muted because of me bringing this up to date. So at this point in time, I would like to request that a CPA is brought in to balance the information because, quite honestly, I had asked for information to where Judy stated that she was not required to do this by the auditor CPA. I made a request for this information and I have not received it. I have issue with this. I have issue with approving these minutes that are inaccurate. Thank you.
All right, can I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I motion to approve the minutes.
A second.
All in favor? Aye.
Nay.
Any opposed?
Nay.
All right, minutes have passed. Moving on to management and maintenance matters. We've added a agenda item for transparency.
Good enough. There is a contract in place with EDI to remove waste from the pet stations. There have been multiple issues in which this has not occurred. There are issues with EDI running sprinklers that have cost the Metro District $14,000 water bill, in which the Metro District has only responded in the aspect of not taking authority or, addressing blame or, whatever for this issue. Posting the water issue, yeah, that's fine and dandy. I have requested information from SNA has not been fulfilled. SNA has failed to produce standard 90-day accounts payable, accounts receivable, and cash balance issues. This lacks transparency. I put this at the foot of Kim. She has blocked my information to get detailed information to make sure that the Metro District is not being double charged for things that should occur without issue. I have no trust in EDI. I have no trust in SNA. I have no trust in Kim that invoices are not being doubled up or tripled up because I cannot get the information. I'm done.
Moving on, review monthly.
No, Nikki, hold on. I want to hear from SNA that I have not interfered with you responding to Todd's requests because that is absolutely not true.
Correct.
I find that hard to
And
believe
I will
because.
step in and say I'm the treasurer. Like I said in our conversation, Todd, blame me if you have an issue with the financial side of it.
I want detailed invoices. I have been denied that information as a board member. I
That
am not
denial
required,
has not
excuse
come
me, I
from
am
me.
not required to file a quora request for making sure that we're not being charged double or triple for SNA to do changing up the website because they posted the wrong information. I am not going to stand by and have this Metro District charged by EDI to come up and do their contracted obligation to fulfill the pet waste stations. I do not want to be charged double, and I cannot verify this even as a board member. This is a transparency issue in which Kim and or SNA will not provide me with detailed invoices.
So again, I am not responsible for getting that information to you, and I am not keeping you from getting it.
That's correct.
Then
Kim has not
where's the information?
talked to your treasurer.
I don't have to.
You said you were done with that
You
section,
need to
so
stop yelling, Todd.
I have requested the information from SNA. They have the detailed invoices in which they're charging this Metro District $8,000 a month. For what?
On.
I want clarity. I want transformation.
Thought I will send you. I just got checks. I got new invoices. I will send you those current ones and I will go back a couple months and see what I got and send them to you. Okay.
Why
We
has it
did talk
taken
about
this
that.
long?
It
And I.
doesn't matter. Moving on.
No, it does matter. It's called transparency, Kim. You're the lack of it.
You said you
That's
were
not
done with
true.
this section. We're going to move on. Review monthly maintenance report. This report is not very different.
Lacking.
Please don't interrupt me, Todd, or I will mute you and remove you from the meeting.
Try it.
The monthly maintenance report is only different from last month because the completed items were removed. All maintenance items on here are either on hold because of budgeting and the fact that the district is over budget for the year, and we need to get into a new year to be able to afford these items, or weather dependent and winter dependent. So there's not much of an update with that respect.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is there enough money to pay SNA but not to pay for things that are required?
Operations, financials, things that must be done, paying your bills. If you stop paying your bills, us, we've been nice enough to not have you pay us for months on end when you guys didn't have the money. If we stop doing our job and the district stops operating altogether, then
How
what do you expect to
is that
happen?
any different when the waste removal is not completed?
The waste
We were
removal gets completed every Thursday.
No, it has not.
Any other
What,
comments?
why are we paying for things as a taxpayer organization that are not being completed?
Todd,
Honestly, it no, no,
can I
it,
speak for like just
no,
a second?
stop. If Thornton did not pick up our trash tomorrow and our recyclables, there would not be a headstrong, what's going on. There have been multiple accounts in which EDI has not serviced the pet waste stations, and I've made comment time and time again, and I'm tired of it.
And we have passed that on, and the
Okay,
waste
okay.
stations are getting
And
done every Thursday.
Kim, until there is a threat of contract removal or a penalty, they're not going to do anything.
Can I speak for
The
2 minutes, please?
issue lays at your foot, Kim, because
You're wrong.
EDI has been providing services that they shouldn't and providing services that they sh have not provided services they should. ED, and SNA, they're not answering questions. This lays at your footsteps, Kim. It's time to lead.
And it's getting taken care of. Nikki, if this
I
continues,
don't
Kim,
believe
please, and
you.
Kim,
You're
I'm not going to
interrupting
be
Kim.
attacked like this.
Todd, that's your last warning. You were
No,
interrupting
he
her.
already had one warning, and you said that was the only warning he was getting. He's attacking me. He's attacking you. He's interrupting people. This is ridiculous. We have business to take care of.
Jolene, did you have anything you would like to say?
I would like to add that these contracts, while they're not perfect, if we continue to change year after year after year after year, I've said a million times before that we are a very odd community in regards to they don't do our, or, they mow our front lawns, but they don't weed. We have pet stations that wasn't in the contract to begin with. We had to add it because they don't normally do those. I know a lot of places do have the con them on contract for pet stations. I get that, but let's they haven't let, let's give them time. If we continue to change, it's just going to be the same complaints year after year, month after month, week after week, because we're not allowing anybody to get into a habit. I get
Agreed.
it's frustrating. I get it's, it stinks. I mean, but also the more that we do work with somebody and do work together well with somebody instead of constant griping and complaining, we can have them fix the issues without cussing them out, without other things. That's, I mean, I let's give people a chance. I know you're frustrated, Todd. I get it, but we can't hold a gun to their head and make them do it. And I don't want to lose the contract because then we don't have a lawn maintenance person. Then we don't have snow removal. They're not hurting anything. The $14,000 water bill, I get. It sucks. It's tough. But they're doing a good job.
Hey.
Can I
And
make a comment?
what?
Go ahead, Robert.
Number one, the dog waste stations in the overall concept of the contract that we have with EDI, anybody want to take a guess at how much that amounts to in terms of dollars for the based on the entire contract? I'm going to say it's a minimal amount of money, so we're fighting over pennies here for that situation. On the water, I'm going to make a statement here because I've already checked on it. We have some issues with this sprinkler system in this district. We probably don't have the money to have somebody come out and do a full evaluation on it, but there are other ways to take a look at some of the issues that this sprinkler system has, and some of that was caused by the previous landscaping company that was taking care of all of that. I watched them for a solid week, and they were a very confused bunch of group in terms of trying to get things operating properly, things wired correctly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is a major issue here. We will have to deal with that at some point in time. It contributes to some of the water waste, but some of the amount of water that supposedly was wasted that's been stated by Todd, I ran the numbers on it engineering-wise, and it came out to it for his fountain over on Harrison Street there, came out to if we had 3/4-inch pipe in there, which I do not know whether we have half inch or 3/4-inch pipe, would have come out to $270. So we're once again we're dealing with all of these minute things, and we want to go penalize our vendor for pennies when all of a sudden we really should be working on things that are much more important than these penny ante things.
That said, just to add to that really quick, and we're kind of into the landscaping update. So we'll just move on to that agenda item. As I think I mentioned in the last meeting, EDI also didn't have the irrigation mapping until halfway through the summer when our office finally got them through the developer. So that was something that they were up against as well for half of the summer, is not knowing where everything was to begin with. So This is a new landscaping company. It's their first year, no different from the snow removal. There's going to be bumps in the road, and we're addressing them. And it takes time for contractors to come up to speed. So, as much as those kind of things are frustrating, we need to just give them a little bit of grace. And if it continues, then I think next year we discuss it. But we just got through the first summer season. We've had one snow removal. I'm not surprised that there were a few things that weren't perfect. So let's see how this winter goes and go into the spring, and we'll just go from there. If the board is okay with that, but that is at least my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, I would like to ask one more question. Are we with this snow removal contract, are we utilizing the existing contract that was in place prior to EDI?
So there was a new contract that was approved last month. That's actually one of the things we need to discuss today with the landscaping. So last month we approved them coming out and doing snow removal with a 2-inch trigger. So that is what they did with this last storm.
They actually removed all the side snow from the
Yeah.
sidewalks.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's, I'll just
And
get into kind of.
the alley was melted by mid-afternoon.
Okay. I thought they
Agreed.
came back out and did the alleyways.
They
No.
did come back out and they probably shouldn't have, but I'm sure that they were called and told to come out, so they did.
All right. So with that said, one of my landscaping updates was that I did have a conversation with Zaire regarding the snow removal. It was brought to my attention that they did the sidewalks and shouldn't have. See, Todd jumped off, so I just got distracted. They came out and did the sidewalks, which they shouldn't have. So I did update them and let them know that they shouldn't be doing that.
No, they should be doing the sidewalks, but not the steps.
Well, not the individual homeowner sidewalks. It was my understanding that they did the individual homeowner sidewalks.
No.
What?
No. They don't do the front walks. The only sidewalks they do is the main sidewalk. The
The
sidewalk,
okay,
the different
sidewalks.
steps leading up to the homeowners is homeowner responsibility.
Right, but I think Nikki's talking about open space sidewalks versus sidewalks like on the roadway in front of our house. Correct, Nikki?
Oh, I was under the impression that they did all the individual homeowners sidewalks.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I think we're okay. I was under the impression that they spent time doing each individual homeowner's sidewalk, so that makes me feel better. There might still be a little confusion, so I will make sure that Zaire understands that that it's basically all community sidewalks
Yes.
in the area.
Yes.
And then I did clarify that the alleyways need to be cleared, and that was a little fuzzy. So I think we're on track now with that.
So I think we need to have a conversation about the alleyways. We are going to go into further debt than we're already in if they're cleaning the alleyways at 2 inches of snow.
That is so, thanks, Kim. That is one of the things that I wanted to bring up that I had some concerns about, because I did talk to the city of Thornton, and they don't have a trigger warning. It is if any snow falls from the last accumulation, you have 24 hours period to remove the snow
From sidewalks.
and the alleyways and the roadways. And so, yes, often the sun comes out and melts all of that. And I talked to Zaire about that and us trying to put our neighborhood off as long as possible, so that hopefully the sun can come out. But if we get past a 12-hour period, where snow isn't quite melting, then we need to just kind of keep an eye on it. It's something that we need to, I don't know. I'm afraid because we approved the 2-inch trigger, if we rely on that, that you guys might get violations or something from the city if homeowners are talking to the
Know
city.
the alleyways and roadways. Did you know that, Jolene?
What, repeat your question?
I didn't know that the alleyways and roadways were part of the all snow must be removed within 24 hours.
I wasn't aware of
Because
that.
our previous landscaping company didn't do that.
I knew it was sidewalks. If I mean, I guess I look at sidewalks are important because obviously we go out, we walk, we take our dogs out, et cetera, et cetera. The roads and alleyways, like, I don't know, they just get like when they even when they do plow, they're either melted fairly soon after or it just kind of builds back up. Like we don't really get snowfall enough to that stays forever
Right.
unless we have that ton of snow.
Right.
I think at least what I'm getting at is for right now we let it play out. I don't know that we need to change the contract. I think let's leave it at 2 inches.
Kind of think so. I agree with that too, because even when they came, so they when they came the last storm afterwards, they did the sidewalks and they came back to do the alleys. The alleys were basically done. Like there was nothing left. And they actually kind of shoveled people's driveways if they didn't have them shoveled, which they shouldn't be doing either. But like I feel like they felt like they needed to do something because they were here, because they were called back out and they were here. Most of the time, I like the 2 inches because most of the time it's gone.
I agree, and that's kind of what Zaire and I talked about. Like, let's just kind of give it 12 hours after
Yeah.
a storm and then kind of see. And again, like you guys were saying, that will save on some money, hopefully, because there is not, I mean, we're about a month and a half away from the end of the year. Not that that is any better. We don't want to bust our budget next year, and so we need to try to not have them come out when there's a drop of snow on the sidewalk and be doing things that they shouldn't. But it's just something that we need to keep an eye on. And now that we're meeting monthly, let's just talk about it monthly and see if there's things that we need to adjust as we go.
Perfect.
Okay. With that being said, that was one of my things. What was some of my others? There was I we did receive an email that they were out blowing out the lines after they said that they would when we met last meeting, and that is what happened. So they were out to blow out the lines after a freeze. I did talk to Zaire about it, and there was not a concern with the freeze that we received and the freeze line with the landscaping that it would affect the land or the irrigation to the level that they are below the ground and the frost level. And they also waited to do it apparently because it helps identify other leak issues. That's what I was told. So the lines are blown out now, and they removed the backflow device temporarily for the winter season. So that is not easily stealable. I guess they are targeted to be stolen. So that's been removed and will be replaced in the spring when the irrigation is turned back on. And then a new lock was put on that box. I have a question from a homeowner that's on the chat. I'll unmute you, Christina. You're welcome to ask a question.
All right. Hi, Nikki. I just have a, sorry, I couldn't figure out how to raise my hand. I was pushing the little react, but didn't figure it out. I had a question. I'm on a board at where I own a condo as well, and we definitely raised our inches to 3 inches, and we're considering going to 4 because of the cost. I just Googled about the Thornton, and I mean, everybody is required to remove snow from the sidewalks within 24 hours, but I didn't catch the name that you said that you talked to at the city of Thornton. There's no way we could remove it from our streets. I mean, the city doesn't even do that within 24 hours. So I was just wondering, I mean, we have to remove snow within 24 hours, but from the sidewalks, but the public streets, are not ours. I know the alleyways, but I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind going back. Sorry, I tried to unmute when you were talking. I just couldn't figure it out.
Okay. So I will I talked to the city of Thornton, and then I'm going to go ahead and mute you again, just if you're done.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
I talked to the city of Thornton, and then they also provided their rules and regs, so to speak. And I pulled that, but I'm remote right now, so I'm unable to grab that. So I'll send that to the board so that everyone has that after I get back. And then, like I said, we'll just discuss it. Or I can provide that in the next meeting packet, and we can discuss it next meeting. But I think it sounds like I don't think we need a motion. We've already approved the 2-inch trigger. The board sounds to be in agreement. And so I don't think there needs to be any changes at this point made, and we'll just keep an eye on it. I think my only other landscaping update is that Zaire is working on a proposal for next season for the mowing and all of that. So I anticipate having that by our December or January meeting for to get that approved for the next coming season. Any other questions,
Do we need to
concerns?
get two other proposals, Nikki?
We do not. So it's there is no requirement to get proposals. It's kind of an industry standard to get proposals every 3 years. We kind of spoke to this earlier that if you are getting new proposals every year and changing up contractors every year, you're trying to get them to come up to speed.
Right.
There's going to be issues.
No, I totally get that. I just want to make sure that we're in compliance and not having any more trouble from some board members.
We are completely in compliance. So,
So, are there any other board members that want to see more than one
no, I
proposal?
think if we, my personal opinion is if we stick with EDI, let them do another round like we did Brightview, if they do good, keep them, then, and they've been doing all right. Like they haven't been trash.
Right. I fully agree with that.
I don't think I need to see anything,
They're a
Robert.
vast improvement over Brightview.
So can we just note that in the minutes that no other board members feel there needs to be any proposals?
I was just gonna say Todd is in the comments saying yes. So we'll note that in the minutes, but there's no board approval needed. We have someone under contract. We're not required to get any other proposals, so we can move forward with that. Todd, just so you're aware, I'm not unmuting you the rest of the meeting unless there is a vote to be had so that you can say yay or nay. You will be muted the rest of the meeting. So landscaping, I think we can move on.
Yes,
Thank
please.
you.
Going to go into the budget hearing. So we have to have a motion to open the budget hearing. So I need a motion to that.
I motion to open the budget meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Todd?
Wow, you
Aye.
finally unmuted me.
For a vote, we're voting to go into.
Nay.
Okay. Kate, do you have a motion?
Aye.
Thanks. That motion passes. We are now in the budget hearing. We'll give homeowners a few opportunities to ask about the budget. If anybody wants to put anything in the chat that they have questions on, or raise your hand and we can address them before we move forward with a final budget review and passing the budget. Claude has a question. I will unmute him.
As a board member, I feel that my rights are being violated by being
Continue with the
muted.
budget.
The budget, please.
No, it does not matter if it's budget or.
Vaughn, Judy is here with me. We are both at a conference in Colorado Springs, so she will be lighting up as talking as me, but she is here and she will go through the budget and we'll go from there.
Can I ask one question before she gets into her detail?
Robert.
I do happen to agree with Todd that the situation with the Lennar money owed probably needs some clarification. Can we get that from someone that verifies that we are not going to be liable for that particular money?
If Judy's talking, we cannot hear her.
Yep.
Hello?
I hear
Hello?
that. I heard
Okay.
that.
She's under me.
No, we really didn't hear anything at all.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. That information about the developer agreement and that liability has been provided on the audit. So if you guys go back and look at the audit that was provided, it is identified in there.
So
What
we have
I
some. I'm sorry, excuse me. Go ahead.
so and if we need to resend you the audit from 2023, we can. The district gets audited every year, and those type of disclosures go in the audit. What I provide, what Simonson and Associates provides you, are interim financial statements. And that information about those kind of bond and liabilities, developer liabilities, do not need to be provided in what we call interim financial statements. Those are just to give you information for the current operations of the district. But you are audited every year, and the auditor looks at all of our information and all of that detailed information about your bonds, as well as the developer agreement and the liability for that. If you go back to your audit, you'll see that's all identified. So you are being giving the information to the public and for yourselves. It's all in your audit. That's why you have that audit. Does
Is that
that
on
do?
the web page?
The audit?
Yeah, I don't know if I didn't look. I don't know. I'm asking.
And also, the audit is filed with the state auditor, and you can go on to the Colorado State Auditor's website. And the district's audits are on there as well for anybody to see.
All right, so if I hear you correctly, we have something in writing that says we are not liable for that money. Is that correct?
Audit, that's what it says.
Okay.
There,
All right.
that,
That's all we need. We've got proof if we're ever challenged on it. So.
the agreement goes to 2057. And if you go read the audit, I think the note says that there is no interest accrues on that. And if the agreement, nothing is paid back to the developer by 2057, the whole thing goes away. I might be wrong in the date. I'm pretty sure it's 2057. I don't have the audit in front of me or the agreement. But if you would like, I could provide to all of the board members a copy of the developer agreement that gives all that detail. But the audit summarizes that.
Judy, could you go ahead and provide that since there seems to be questions and confusion?
You bet.
That way we can put this to bed once and for all.
We will email that agreement to you guys.
Thank you. Wow.
And I think Rebecca just commented that on the Fallbrook Villas website, under District Information Financial, you will find the budget and the audit. Okay, any other questions before we're still in the budget hearing?
Yep, let's get to the budget side of it, I guess.
Great. So a draft budget was presented to the board at the October meeting. A few things that have changed since then, and it's more so the fact that, as Nikki has mentioned, as I think all the board members know, we are over budget this year. And so I made a few changes and updated to the estimated actual. We are going to be a negative 41,000 in the hole at the end of this year. That's a projection, it's an estimate. And fortunately, I'm trying to, from the bright side, hold on.
This is Nikki again. I went ahead and removed Todd from the meeting, and if he continues to join under any other name, he'll be removed. He
Thank you.
used profanity in the chat, and even though he is muted, I stand for that. We still have a quorum with four board members. We don't need on them to continue, and I'm just.
You're breaking up pretty bad.
You're cutting out.
We got that you removed him though.
Just, we're not going to stand for comments like that. And I wanted everyone to know that he's removed. If he joins on any other name, he'll be removed again. With four board members on, we still have a quorum. We don't need him to vote and move forward. So.
Understood.
Thank you.
All right. So anyhow, we had hoped to be had a positive balance at the end of 2024 of $5,416. That's not a lot. You guys need that. We got to improve on that. Unfortunately, we're going into the negative again. There were several things that happened this year that has made it a tough year. And I guess on the bright side, last year we ended up $78,000 in the hole. So even though we're going to be still in the hole at the end of 2024, it's not as bad. And I think there's a few things that happened in 2024. The biggest, really, one of the big things was the hailstorm. And this district had to deal with design review applications for multiple roofs, and that took a lot of time. And that was something that was unplanned. And these are why you try to build reserves for your district for when Mother Nature throws you a curveball, like she did this year with the hailstorm and all the design review that had to happen because of the roof replacements. So that was something that was unexpected. And unfortunately, that was one of the bigger reasons for the district going in the hole. Also, from the standpoint of changes of management, we did take over the management in May, I think, of this year. And the budget did not plan for there being a change in management. And when you transition from one management company to another, you're going to have extra costs there. Fortunately, when we did take over management, we pretty much took over a lot of what you were paying your legal counsel to do by just running just meetings that you don't need legal counsel to run. And so we've had a big savings on the legal side, and I think we'll have a better improvement even next year. So I'm not going to dwell on this year where it's almost there. I wished it would have turned out better, but for next year, I did the budget so that we would try and end the year in a positive note. It's not very much. It's not as much as I would like to, but I was trying to hold the increase. So if you look at your 2025 budget column, that property taxes of $242,650 for the general fund is a 5.5% increase. Now, starting in 20 for 2026, we will be required to not spend more than 5.5% increase. So I'm implementing that this year. So we got to learn to work within our budget. So for 2025, I am showing property taxes for the general fund of $242,650. And I am hoping that our expenses will not be as much as this year, but I'm projecting $205,000 in expenses. That still gives us excess revenues of $52,350. And by having that excess, that should get rid of the negative balance that we are currently going to probably end this year with. Does that make sense? Do I need to go into any other further detail on line items? Not much changed from what the board saw last month.
It makes sense to me.
Okay. Then from the debt service fund, there is no difference. That's the same debt service fund budget you guys saw last month. And so overall, what I'm asking the board to approve is a budget as presented with the mill levy of 80.685. And that's about a little bit over 1 mil increase from 2024. Now, the one thing that I need the board to understand is that mill calculation is based on the valuation. And the valuation that is presented is an estimate from the county. So I would need the board, if you are willing to approve this budget, it needs to be subject to getting the final valuation from Adams County. And what will change is if the valuation goes up or down, the mill levy will change, but the dollar amounts will not change. How much we are going to get in taxes, revenue taxes, will stay the same. It's just that if the valuation goes up, the mill levy is going to go down. If the valuation goes down, your mill levy will go up.
How close was Adams County's estimate to last year's actual?
It was pretty close. I think it was within $100,000, $50,000. It was pretty close. So what I would need is for the board to approve this subject to getting Adams County final assess valuation, and as soon as we get it, I definitely will update the board with that information.
I motion to approve the mill levy with what you call it.
For a motion to approve the budget as presented, subject to us getting the final valuation from Adams County.
Do I second that or motion that?
Motion that.
Motion that. What Nikki said.
I second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I see that Kate dropped off too? Kate dropped off.
No, she's on.
Oh, she's on. Okay. And she said she eyes. Okay. Okay. So now we're moving on to the budget resolutions. I apologize. Somehow I had it in my head that Jolene was also secretary, even though we just approved Kate. So all of these resolutions will approved as amended, changing Jolene to Kate as secretary. All three of these resolutions are just statutory requirements. They're just something that's provided to the state to show the budget numbers are matching, and it's just all a bunch of paperwork. So there's not really anything specific to point out. All the numbers match the budget that was just presented. So we'll just go through and move. I'll take a motion for each resolution as amended. So we'll start with budget resolution number 4 as amended.
I make a motion
to approve. I second it.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I have an aye from Kate. Motion passes. Motion for a resolution number 5 as amended.
I motion. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I have an aye from Kate in the chat. Motion passes. Resolution number 6 as amended.
I motion. Motion. Oop. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I have an aye from Kate in the chat. Motion passes. And then finally, the budget message. So that is, again, another statutory requirement by the state. It pretty much goes on a shelf. I think someone at the state's office reads it, but you never know. Judy prepared that. It just gives a brief overview of your guys' district, what your purpose is, why you are setting your budget for the year, or your goals at least. And so unless anybody has comments or changes, I would entertain a motion to approve the budget message.
I motion to approve.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have an aye from Kate in the chat. Motion passes. Okay. We will close the budget hearing and move on to financial matters. The receivable report is something that Todd has requested, so I went ahead and put it in here. It has not changed, but I will provide an update that all the liens for the properties listed, except for two, I believe, the $50 and the $150, those liens have been filed with the county successfully with the treasurer. Liens have been filed on the property, and so we will be collecting those funds via property taxes in 2025. So we are one step closer to finally getting those assessments paid and recovered and handled. So unless anybody has
just
questions.
Just to clarify, Nikki, I'm sorry, can I just clarify that you said only two people paid, took care of their?
Well, technically two people did pay, and so they fell off of the exhibit that was provided at the last board meeting.
That's what, I understood.
Well, but I was more talking about, so if you have it in front of you, there's an address on Harrison Street and there's an address on Jackson Street that weren't over, you have to be delinquent so long and for so much money. And so there's two accounts on the accounts receivable report. One owes $50 and one owes $150. And so we were unable to file liens on those properties. So those two didn't have liens filed.
Tell me about the credits. Are we refunding those? What's happening with those?
The credits, I'm not sure. I don't know what the penny is about and the 2284. The big one, yes, we need to...
Two big ones.
Two big ones.
500 and...
Yep. Yeah, I see the other one now, sorry.
Okay.
So those are credits that were sent over to us through Advance HOA. So we'll contact the homeowners and process refunds for those. It's just something that we weren't quite sure. We wanted to let all the accounting get caught up and just make sure that we had one. It's just been a little bit weird, but now we've determined that those truly are credits and we will refund the money to them.
Okay, good.
I don't need a motion or anything to approve that. So we'll just move on to the check register for November 1st through November 30th. We will actually, instead of ratifying the approval of this, we are just going to approve it. Those checks, should have been received, by you, Jolene, today. So they have not, previously been approved by the treasurer. So the board can approve, the payment today of those checks listed on the check register with a motion.
I motion to approve the register.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have another aye from Kate in the chat, so that motion passes. Moving on to legal matters. So I only provided the resume of the attorney that we recommended at the last board meeting. The other two that we interviewed just don't have the Metro District experience that I think you guys need, especially if you have to have an election next year. So I'm still sticking with my recommendation of approving Dietzen Davis as the legal counsel for the district. If the motion doesn't pass tonight, what I would say we do is go find a few other attorneys that are have Metro District experience, but I've done quite a bit of interaction with Dietz and Davis just myself with some questions, some inquiries that they've provided answers to, not even retaining them as attorneys yet. And Kim and Jolene met with them with him as well. And so I would entertain a motion, unless Kate has a question. Unless there's questions. Go ahead,
Hi.
Kate.
Question. Apologies for the baby in the background. So this would be in lieu of who? What lawyer are we replacing? And was there a reason for?
Spencer Fain is the current legal counsel.
And what's the reason again for us wanting to take a step away from services?
All sorts of reasons. They
Fair.
are expensive. They're very Lennar based. They're, and to me, Lisa doesn't help us out the way that she should.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about then. Yeah, thank you.
Just to add to Jolene, so they are, I mean, they are an attorney that's used for big developer districts. And so they're used to doing all the legal mumbo jumbo that needs to be done when special districts are being created. And then a lot of that stuff carries on into the homeowners taking over. And there's just excess work and time spent doing things that are not as necessary when a district is running by the homeowners. And there's been just some flags from them. And I know that there's been some issues with other board members with conflicts of interest. And so, yeah, I just think it's time for us to move on to a different attorney. So. All right, then I would entertain a motion to approve Dietz and Davis as the district's new legal counsel.
I will motion to approve.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't have an aye from you, Kim.
No, I said aye.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed you.
Nope, you're good.
Okay,
And
I
it
have
looks
a
like Kate
unanimous.
said aye too.
Yep, I have a unanimous vote. The motion passes. Okay, are we done?
When does he become official?
Technically, he's official right now. I will reach out to him and let him know that you guys have approved their rates. Technically, you approved their rates with approving them. You saw the rates last year. I didn't resubmit those, or last month, I'm sorry. And so I'll reach out to him next week and just let him know that the board approved their services. And the first thing that we will get started with is looking at election stuff. There are a few far out deadlines that you have to do to get started with the election. You have to, I think the longest time out is 75 days, which we're a ways off of, but what we'll probably do, you have to approve a DEO, which is a designated election official. And so we'll probably have you guys approve a resolution to that effect in December, just so that it appoints the attorneys as such. And then from that point forward, they can take care of some of those really time sensitive things by appointing them through that resolution.
Questions, two questions. Is the attorney our appoint designated appointed official, election official? Is that what you said?
I would prefer them to be. I
Okay.
can be, but
That's
I
fine. I
just,
just didn't know. I didn't understand.
okay. I just want to be extra careful with this election, and I would rather the attorneys do that.
Okay, second question. Then you're going to also let Spencer Fain know. Do they get a notice? How do you do that?
I will have to look at their contract. I'm
I
not sure
believe
about
we
that.
have to give them 30 days.
Yeah.
Okay. But
And
we
then
also
can I
have to.
just can I add something on the elections to the other board members? If you are interested or want more information on how the election process is going to play out, what needs to happen when, you can find all that information on the SDA website.
Okay.
So I am
Special
also,
District Association.
yeah, it's sdaco.org is their website, but you can also just Google Special District Association. They do have a lot of information on there. There's also information you can find on the state's website, a full deadline, timeline of what needs to be done when. I do have some experience with elections, so if there's specific questions you have for me too, you can ask me, and if I don't have the answer, I will get it for you. And it might be better to at least approach it that way for now, to just come through me so we don't have a whole bunch of legal fees. But if you'd prefer to talk to the attorneys, that's fine too.
But if we can streamline all those questions too to keep costs down, that would
Yeah,
be great.
that's what I would suggest. But okay, I don't have anything else on the agenda unless anyone has any other business.
I do not.
I can I add something real quick. I don't even know how we decided last month to have the meetings at 5:30, but can we move it back to 6 o'clock? I
Absolutely,
drive.
that was me. I had motioned it. My fault.
Okay, well, I drive from Windsor and I never know what traffic's going to be like. And so I walked in the door and the meeting had already started and I didn't get to eat dinner or anything. So I just don't want to be late for meetings and be stressed about traffic. And
Think that's completely fair. Do we have a motion to move the monthly meetings to 6 o'clock?
I motion.
I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. I
Vote
appreciate it.
unanimous. No problem. I totally understand. Kate was a little late as well. Getting off of work, it's totally understandable.
It
So,
was my fault. I
nope.
was trying to push him up.
It's all your
Well,
fault, Jolene.
you can blame me.
All right. There being no other business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I have an aye from Kate. We are adjourned.
Have a
Thank you,
great
guys.
evening.
Thank you all for a productive meeting.
Yes.
Robert.
Agreed.
Bye now.